can't get, you can't find a straight road now in this Washtenaw County, around terraces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a change, and it's a good thing too.
Yeah. Did this land wash much before then?
Real bad. You see, in a straight road down the slope, with these rains we get, it washed badly.
Uh-huh.
Just wash great amounts of the top soil off,
uh-huh.
Take it down the river.
Uh-huh. Cut those great big...
Cut big ditches right in the field.
Uh-huh.
I've seen ditches cut one range, you couldn't drive horses across.
My goodness, how do you stop that? Throw things in the ditch?
Yeah, well, the only thing we could do back in those days before the government terracing started, we'd just go to hauling rocks and stuff and just throw right in the ditch, and the next rain would come and lodge the dirt against it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of that just on our own, but now, of course, under the government program, everything is dammed and terraced.
Mm-hmm.
And all that water don't run down the hill now like it did, you see. That's what the terrace is. It stops the water and makes it run real slow.
When did you start damming?
Damming?
Uh-huh.
Actually, of course, we had dams, you know, back in the early days in order to catch water for livestock.
Uh-huh.
That was the first I ever saw. That was not for conservation purposes.
What'd you call that when you got a bunch of water backed up behind the dam?
Well, I call that a water tank, or often they call it just a dirt tank, you know. And every farmer nearly then would go down here somewhere on the creek and he'd throw them up an earthen dam.
Uh-huh.
And then the next rain would fill that thing full. He'd have livestock water there.
Uh-huh.
Now then, they've got the same thing, only it's the government program now, you know. Uh-huh. And they call them, as I said, earth tanks. And, well, they had other names for them. Let me see, what were they? Oh, different names. They called them a half a dozen different things.
Uh-huh.
It don't occur to me now all those names.
Pond, was that kind?
Yeah, pond was that was the most prominent name, the most common name.
Uh-huh.
Farm pond. Yeah, that's right. Of course, the cattle in and the horses. A lot of these farms, you know, and didn't have running water.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have a spring. You had to depend on the runoff when it rained to have water for your livestock. If you didn't have a pond, you had to have a well.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't have a well or a pond, you had to drive your cattle to your neighbor's pond to get water for them.
If he wasn't a very nice guy, you had it.
Yes, sir, you'd have trouble. But nearly every farmer provided their own ponds, you see.
What happened in a drought when you had, if you didn't have water and your neighbor had a pond, would he still share?
Most farmers were, most everybody was very congenial. It was a rare thing to find some snob that was not willing to share anything you had like that, you see.
Uh-huh.
And especially in this country where I was raised, it was an understanding that mutually, nothing binding about it, that your neighbor would share with your pawns, or even if he had feed and you was out and broke, he was very nice to furnish you a lot of corn and stuff. And you know, in an early day here, when they were coming into this country, nearly everybody drove horses, mules, no transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And at night they had to bring their household goods with them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fill their wagons full of bedding and cooking utensils.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have feed for those horses sometimes for weeks at a time. Of course, it's true that grass was on the section line, but you know what the law was here in Oklahoma, in the territorial law? A man planted a field of corn or a mile of measuring thing out here. The traveler that came through was allowed under the law to go out in that field the first five rows.
Well, sir.
Now, if he got over that fifth row, he was breaking the law. But he could go gather corn, he could take his knife and cut the heads off of the mile of maize, and feed them horses wherever he stopped at night.
Hmm.
If he